The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson at KGLA Algona and Rick Patry at the Eldora Herald-Ledger. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, thank you, Senator. The month of May is beef month, and I was wondering if you could give an update on what things look like in terms of your bid to try and get some fairness in the marketplace for cattle prices, that sort of thing. Can you give us an update on that?
We had a very successful hearing, number one, and it's necessary to have a hearing to move a bill. I think the chairman, Debbie Stabenow of Agriculture, is willing to move the bill. We've had great help from Secretary Vilsack. We have, we think that Schumer's willing to bring it up on the floor. That's what Debbie Stabenow tells me. And then last week, besides having our own hearing, there was a hearing the next day in the House of Representatives where the big four packers testified. And I went over not to testify, but to listen in and hopefully let them know and the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee know that I'm really very forceful in trying to get this legislation passed. Rick?
Senator, I suppose you've been asked this a thousand times, but it looks like we're kind of perilously close to a war with Russia. Is there anything that's on your mind that we should be doing to keep the situation under control?
Yes. There will be no excuse for Putin to do anything that affects the United States as long as we don't have troops in Ukraine, and we're not going to have troops in Ukraine. Other than that, I think we're finally getting up to speed of helping them, not completely up to speed yet, and about 6 months late getting started. But I think we ought to be proud that the Ukraine military is operating much more effectively than anybody thought, and the president of Ukraine standing behind them and being moral authority for them to continue what they're doing. And I think we've reached a point where victory, getting Russia out of Ukraine entirely, is a possibility. Back to Brian.
I was going to ask you, Senator, do you feel the latest aid package that the president wanted to move through for Ukraine, do you feel is that enough? Do you think that's the country doing enough to support the Ukrainians?
Well, I'll tell you, the figure of $33 billion sounds like a lot of money, but we've appropriated $14 billion about 2 months ago, and that is being expended rapidly. And I think that that the only resentment that people have towards our having money to help buy war material and humanitarian expenses for Ukraine is the fact that this president isn't as concerned about the border with Mexico as he is the border between Ukraine and Russia. Now, I think we ought to have equal interest in both, but this president isn't enforcing at the border at all. Just willy-nilly walk across the Rio Grande, get into the United States, and that is not a good thing for the rule of law in America. We do welcome in immigrants because about 1 million people come here legally, but we resent people violating our laws to get into the country, and we resent a president that's not enforcing the laws. Rick?
Senator, I know the Federal Reserve is independent, essentially, but is there any message coming from Congress as to the pace and level of interest rate hikes that appear to be coming up?
Well, the message of Congress was sent decades ago in two mandates. One is to control inflation, and the other one is for high unemployment or high employment. And I think that they've always been worried about the unemployment or getting the employment up, more than they worried about inflation. I think finally they're beginning to do the right things, but they're about 6 months late getting started, maybe even a year late getting started fighting the inflation. Rick.
Senator, I'll pass.
Oh, no. Brian was the next one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You tell me whether I'm right or wrong. The next guy, go ahead.
Sounds good. Now, Senator, you've been holding the town hall meetings across the state here recently. I guess, what are some of the biggest concerns you've been hearing from your constituents that have been attending your meetings?
Well, I won't give you everything because if a long list, if you have 12 meetings a week, but I can give you most of it. Number one and two deal with inflation and the border crisis, the chaos at the southern border. Now, connected with inflation, I think that's when gas prices and energy dependence comes up. And then every place we go in Iowa, people are looking for workers. So workforce is an issue. What one of you asked me about, the cattle market transparency bill, that always comes up. High prescription drug prices. And then my Hunter Biden investigation. And then Ukraine. That would take care of the top 8 to 10 issues. Rick?
Senator, is COVID kind of yesterday's news now, or is there still things that work in Congress that are continuing to address it?
There's an attempt to get about $10 billion repurposed from other money that Congress had appropriated to fight the virus that is not expended, repurpose it to get supplies of vaccines up, maybe some other things dealing with the fight against virus. But I don't think that people feel the urgency about it now that hospitalizations are way, way down. There seems to be an uptick in the New York City, New England area of the United States, but not something to worry about. Let's say 17,000 people nationwide involved in hospitalization compared to 175,000 that was true at the highest point. Back to Brian.
Senator, it looks like you're here today. You sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services office asking for an update on 7 drug manufacturer referrals for 340B drug pricing programs. When you do something like that, when you send that letter like that, do you have a time frame in which you're looking for a response from them?
Yeah, we always put in a date when we expect our information to be given back to us, and hardly ever is that date met. And sometimes, even though we have a constitutional right to seek this information, and we have cabinet people when they come before Congress promise to answer our letters, sometimes you never get an answer to a letter. And we, when we don't get an answer to a letter, we aren't able to faithfully carry out our constitutional responsibilities as to make sure, as a check on the executive branch of government, that they don't get that they faithfully execute the law. Rick, you'll be the last question.
There's been a lot of talk about the inflation problem relating to excessive spending. Is there any kind of broad areas where you think that there could be some major cuts made in the federal budget?
Yes. Well, for instance, don't forget that what we spent to fight the virus is a one-shot expenditure. When the virus isn't there, we're going to cut spending each year by $2 trillion, and we're in the process of doing that right now. There's plenty of areas where they're going to be spent or less spent. But I like to think that the best way to do it is across-the-board cuts. Thank you all very much for being on today, and thank you for participating, and I'll look forward to the next time you're on with me. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian and Rick, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.